Hey, everybody, we got a special guest this morning, only for a little while because we understand the duress that she's under. She's got a big day in front of her. She had a long night last night. We're talking with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Hey, and I love you too, Steve. How are you?
No, I'm with you, sister. I know you catching it. This city is doing some things that's beyond your control and you're up against it. Let me just ask you this, Mayor. First of all, in this, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
You know what, Steve? The grace of God is sufficient. I'm tired, but when I look at what's happening with, you know, we've got officers on the street working these long shifts, and you got so many people working to just keep our city stable, you know, my fatigue doesn't compare.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I want our listeners to understand, I want our protesters to understand this, that the policemen have a job to do. These police officers are not the ones who had their knee on George Floyd's neck. They wear a uniform. The majority of police officers are well-intending people. I do believe that. There are enough bad apples to bring the attention to the problem that we have. And so I want our protesters to understand something. Protest is beautiful. Nothing wrong with protest. But once it turns into burning and looting, we are now allowing the system to change the narrative where it's no longer going to be about Mr. Floyd's death and the murder of innocent black men. It's going to be about lawlessness. And I want people to take that into consideration as we move forward with all of this.
You're absolutely right. And even as we speak, I'm at our Joint Operation Command Center, and I'm talking to guys who I went to school with, talking to about people we went to elementary school with. And I'm sharing that to say, because especially in Atlanta, so many of our officers and our public safety personnel are a part of our community. Mm-hmm. They bleed and love Atlanta the same way that I do. And when they take off their uniforms, they're black men in America. And they're raising black boys and black girls in this country the same way so many of us are. So their cares and concerns are the same. And, you know, in Atlanta, I have come to appreciate that we do so many things differently. We are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But we get up each and every day believing we can do better and be better. And part of that is having these existing relationships with our police officers and our communities through our at-purpose community centers, our police athletic leagues, and all of these other positive interactions so that we can create these lasting, meaningful relationships outside of them just chasing somebody down the street, locking them up.
Right. Mm. Hey, Mayor, hold on right quick. We'll be right back with more. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. You know, here's what I want to do, and we're going to let the mayor go because it's been a long night for her, and it's going to be a long day. So listen to me. We want to put a human side to a lot of these officers. Again, listeners, hear me clearly. This is not the policeman who had his knee on George Floyd's neck. This is not who these people are. Once they have a duty to honor the curfew, to enforce the curfew, they have a duty. If they can't, they cannot allow you to burn, and they cannot allow you to loot. That's against the law. So they have to do their job. What I'm asking our listeners to do and to talk to the young people that's out here who are, I'm 63. I've seen this my entire life. I know when protests are working and I know when it's starting to make that turn. And these protests have made that ugly turn to where it's getting into lawlessness, which is allowing this president, who could not fight the invisible enemy of corona and disappeared, has now found the visible enemy that he can fight. And again, it's us. So it was Colin Kaepernick before, now it's us. And now it ain't gonna be about these deaths and racism and things of that nature. He's gonna turn it into, I am the what he called himself, the protector,
law and order,
law and order president. Mm-hmm. Man, please. He's been waiting on this moment, and we cannot give him the satisfaction. Young people, our mayor is making a true statement. These people who serve in Atlanta live in Atlanta. A lot of these brothers are raising black children and have to have the same talks with them that we have to have with ours about when you get pulled over by the police. They're having the same conversation. Those brothers feel the same pain we feel in every time a black get killed. So we've got to get respectful of them if they are respectful of us. And so far, that's been the case. And we need to just really, man, be careful out here. Peaceful protest is the only way.
Thank you, Steve. Mm.
Mayor, get yourself some rest. Have a successful day today. We pulling for you, and we love the job you're doing, and keep your spirits up. And we talking to God about this, and we talking to the people at the same time.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you and look forward to us talking again soon.
Thank you very much. Mayor Keisha Bottoms, everybody.
Thank you, Mayor.
She is very, very busy.
She sounds exhausted, though. Yeah.
This is tough.
This is hard on her. Just, it's tough.
This,
yeah.
This is her city.
Yeah.
The city
she
that
loves.
She loves
this city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Yeah.
And, man, it's tough. I mean, if you were, look, man, she trying to save everybody's lives. Mm-hmm. She don't want none of her constituents to die. She don't want none of her officers to die. She don't want to keep putting everybody in jail. She don't want this to happen because she know, listen to me, y'all, it's defeating the purpose of what we're trying to do. Protest is excellent. I'm with the protesters. The 63-year-old black dude on this mic understands the protest. Yes. I'm with you. But once we turn it into burning and looting, I'm telling you, man, it's all they want to flip the script. So they can now change the narrative. It's all they want is to start talking about the lawlessness. And look at this president. I am the law and order president. He ain't said nothing about ending racism. He ain't said nothing about racial justice. He ain't said, he been waiting on this one moment that he can stick his flag in the ground and talk about what he gonna do. Now he gonna send the military in, and guess who they gonna start shooting? It's gonna be us. Yep. And guess who they gonna arrest? It's gonna be us. And then guess who he gonna turn around and wanna vote for him in November? It's gonna be us. He coming out, got some black person on his damn campaign talking about stay woke. Stay woke my ass, we wide awake.
Huh. Yeah, yes, we are. We are. Again, thank you to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta. And thank you, Steve, for that. All right, you're getting fired up, aren't you? We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're tired.
Whew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.